last week, we heard the news of Dr. G. Unipingu passing away. He suffered from chronic hepatitis B from an early age. Studies show that Indigenous Australians are more likely to have the viral infection than other ethnic groups in Australia. Eduardo Jordan investigates.
Hepatitis B is a very common viral infection. On a global basis, around 250 million people are living with hepatitis B, and here in Australia there's around 230 or 240,000 people living with hepatitis B, so it's very common. The name hepatitis means it affects the liver and causes, in a significant proportion of people, causes inflammation or damage to the liver. In terms of those living with chronic hepatitis B, most of those people actually acquired the infection when they were born or early in life. And because the immune system can't eradicate the virus, in the majority of young children who are exposed, 90% go on to long-term hepatitis or chronic hepatitis.
That's director of the World Health Organization Collaborating Center for Viral Hepatitis of the Doherty Institute, Benjamin Cowie. Hepatitis B is diagnosed with a blood test, and sometimes people with the disease don't show symptoms.
For acute hepatitis B, most people actually feel quite unwell. They might have tummy pain, nausea, vomiting. They can get yellowing of their eyes, and depending on their skin colour, they can get yellowing of their skin as well. And they feel quite sick, a substantial proportion of people. But most people who are infected with hepatitis B chronically, which is where really most of the illness and the deaths that are attributable come from, most of those people were infected when they were babies and they had no symptoms or signs at all. And so people can be living with quite severe liver disease and have no symptoms and have no idea they've got the infection.
Associate Professor Cowie says hepatitis B is more prevalent in some ethnic groups. This is the case for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians.
We estimate that between 3-4% of Indigenous people across Australia are living with Hep B, and in remote communities it can be 10% or even higher before vaccination started. That's probably because it's been present in Indigenous people for many, many thousands of years. It is also common in some other communities, for instance, amongst many Asian and Pacific Islander communities, the same levels of hepatitis B are found. The reason it relates to the most common genotype or strain of hepatitis B in those areas, which in turn makes it more or less likely to spread from mother to child at the time of birth.
But prevalence of the infection could increase due to environmental factors.
In terms of environmental exposures, that's probably does have some contribution. Certainly being in a situation where there's overcrowding or having limited access to healthcare certainly can increase the risk of infection, but definitely increase the likelihood of bad outcomes such as serious liver disease or liver cancer.
The Australian government has subsidised vaccinations for hepatitis B for around 20 years and for longer in the Northern Territory. This has reduced new cases, but it doesn't help those who contracted the infection before that time.
To prevent the condition, the most important thing, which has been already happening in Australia for some time, is vaccination of all infants. All babies born in Australia have been eligible for free vaccines since the year 2000, and in the Northern Territory since 1990, funded by the government. So that's going to have a very significant impact, it already is, on the numbers of children living with Hep B, but vaccination can't help the adults or the people who have already had hepatitis B since they were born because, you know, we're talking this vaccination has been available at a national level for all infants for less than 20 years. There's many, many people who are infected before that.
That story was by Eduardo Jordan.